When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that just can't be aborted. The man in front of me, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pentelis and our friend over there.
Also, should have been aborted.
He's the coat hanger of comedy.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
He aborts jokes.
Yeah, he gets in there, ruins everything for the future. Yeah.
He's just poking and prodding at comedy.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, guys?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So he killed the mood already. Yeah. All right.
What the fuck did I do?
Like, he's already in with us. We've been here for a while. He's like, what's up, guys? Yeah. How have you been? What's happening in your life?
Hello. So is your
girl? You could have done 80s radio.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, so you should tell people the traffic, do a traffic report.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the
what's the weather like?
Yeah. I guess. Why are you guys just looking at me?
Yeah, this guy's great.
Yeah,
I'm producing.
Definitely. Poorly.
Okay.
Over the weekend, I went to... Oh, I hate that. Okay. I went to Niagara Falls.
The Canadian one?
Yes. Okay. Both suck, but the Canadian one's better.
Apparently, the Canadian one is better, but it's still sad.
Yeah, it was very sad. Yeah. I don't know why people hype it up so much. Yeah. It was very, very sad. Everything is broken down, rusty. You look at all these... They created so many metal like contraptions that are kind of useless.
Yeah.
They're just all rusty and they're there and they're dirty and there's a lot of peasantry. It's a lot of low IQ people walking around Niagara Falls.
It feels like a tourist place that they made so the people from Buffalo that are afraid of flying can go to Epcot Center.
It feels very Las Vegas for people with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Like there's colorful lights everywhere and there's 8 haunted houses in a row. Yeah. Spoiler alert, none of them are haunted. None of them are haunted. They're all shitty gags. Same thing with like the mini golf. It's all garbage. Low quality.
Do they still have a? They used to have a thing called Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, dude, they were there, and I definitely believed none of it.
Okay,
just from the outside, like I was thinking of going into this wax museum. Dude, the wax museum, you could tell from the outside, they don't even look like their counterparts. Yeah. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, is this a real person?
Yeah,
they look so. It looks like fucking someone drew them. Some fucking kid with shaking hands drew them all. It's horrible. Horrible. Fuck. Very low budget.
That Ripley's Believe It or Not, I remember when I went there in like 10, 15 years ago. And I was Ripley's Believe It or Not was a TV show from the 70s. And I knew this because I remember when I was little, they used to have reruns of it. But I was like, why are people in the 90s going to go see a thing from a TV show from 20 years ago? And now that's like 50 years ago or 40 years ago.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was connected to the wax museum, but I saw something for Ripley's Believe It or Not. I don't know if it closed out or not. But the wax museum was still there, and they were bad. Very bad, waxy, museum-y.
Okay.
They had shitty go. Like, it was a weird place. It felt like the game Fallout. Like, I went there, and there was nuclear fallout, and I'm just seeing old remnants and shit. It was very, very... And there's no real police.
Okay.
They failed to mention this. The cops there are not real cops.
What are they?
Are
they wax?
Yeah, they're like Canada's Wonderland cops.
Okay,
they're
like just security
there.
Guards?
Yeah, they're just there. They're cops, but just for that strip, the Niagara Falls thing. Like, I don't think they really do anything. They're just
are they allowed arresting you?
They didn't arrest me, so I don't know if they are allowed. Maybe citizens arrest. I don't know.
Did you do anything illegal?
I parked wherever I wanted.
Okay. Yeah. That's not illegal, though.
It's frowned upon. It's frowned upon, yeah.
Yeah.
There was nothing illegal to do. Like, there's nothing to rob there, either. Everything is, you can just do whatever you want. You just walk around, but it's just garbage. And the hotel, there was, connecting rooms, 2 doors.
Yeah.
And there was this, like, Pakistani family. They were there for a wedding or something. There was a lot. There was like 3-4 rooms together. But the one next, they were trying to fucking break into my room in the middle of the night. So I was losing my fucking shit. I was like, what are these people fucking doing?
Because it was like the connecting door.
Yeah, yeah, they opened their door and then they're trying. I'm like, hey, you know what I mean? Fucking yelling. What the fuck's going on? And then like, you know what?
Did you open that door?
No, because then they would have started a fight. Because I was like, stop, you know? And then they panicked. And then they wouldn't shut the fuck up yelling all night. So I called downstairs and I go, listen, either you find me another fucking room right now or you come up and stop them from making noise or there's going to be a murder. Oh, we'll take care of it, sir. Since some lady came up and said, hey, can you shut the fuck up? Like, everyone's complaining. Like, apparently a lot of people were calling, complaining, and they didn't do anything until I threatened murder. Okay. And they're like, all right, now we have to go up and stop this. And I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm not a tourist guy. Anything touristy, I don't like. They missed the people that were supposed to pick us up in the morning, the tour guides, they picked up the wrong people. So we're just waiting there for an hour.
Yeah.
And then I got into a little, like, there was a family there from Detroit and... the two girls, they misunderstood, I guess, because when the lady was telling them, okay, these guys are coming back with us because they're supposed to be on the tour originally, but they missed it because we picked up the wrong people. She didn't know that I was in the van, and like the fucking chick is talking, she's talking shit. She's like, these fucking idiots, how did they get lost? How the fuck did they even get here? And I go, fucking idiots. I go, this fucking bitch. So as soon as it was her and her sister, like she was white, the other one was black, they were these big girls. So I called them Bebop and Rocksteady. Okay. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? What's his attitude? Like, it wasn't me, it was. The other idiot said the wrong name. They said, are you Pantels? And he's like, yeah. And then they took him in the van instead of us. It was my fucking fault.
Who the fuck says yes to are you Pantels?
It's fucking
retarded.
Was it
a great guy at least?
No. It was a couple. She was from Utah.
Okay.
And he was Canadian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb fucking people. And everyone sits there getting wet all the time. You don't have to get wet.
That's a type of person, though. He probably always says yes because he thinks he's going to get something free.
Maybe.
That's definitely what he was doing.
You just come into a van with a stranger. That Utah wife. Yeah,
that's the best way to kidnap dummies. Is just stop and go, are you Steve? And then he goes, I am Steve. All right, I got paid $9,000 to shoot you in the head.
Yeah. So dumb. And yes, I did that. Everyone's getting wet, but the whole wet thing is optional.
Yeah.
People decide to get wet because they're idiots. Even when you go behind the falls to look at it, it's a 2-minute thing. You just walk downstairs, you're behind, it's just white because the foam, or you go on that little bridge, you take a couple of photos, and you leave.
Yeah.
People are soaked. I didn't even wear my poncho because they stand there for an hour looking at the same thing. Huh?
What?
Oh. Yeah, and they hauled up the line. It's like, bro, fuck off. Get out of here. You saw what you got to see.
Yeah, that's a little exaggerated.
Snap
it's nice
a pic.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, it's crazy. And then, anyway, so I was annoyed. I don't like touristy shit. I was annoyed by all of that. Got to see some fans. That was cool. And then I met a cool dude at that tower that goes all the way up, like that looks like the needle in Seattle. Okay. There was a guy who has a store there. It was an Indian guy, fucking doesn't like Trudeau, doesn't like the government. We were sitting there just talking shit about the government for a while. He was just ignoring customers.
How did this come up? Did he?
Yeah, he. Well, he.
What
brought
a
it up.
Fucking weirdo.
No, all I said.
He runs his store and he's.
Yeah,
he
all
talks
I said was
about
his business back up. Like, you doing well? And then he's like, let me tell you. He goes, no. I go, that sucks. He goes, yeah, and this motherfucker. He goes, Trudeau. He goes, what is this bullshit? He goes, the fucking gas prices. No one wants to drive here. The gas is too high. Everything's expensive. I have to pay for all this shit that I get, you know, to sell these fucking monkeys. And then no one's coming out of here. He goes, but he's fucking paying criminals. And he's talking about, like, people that he knows in his neighborhood that they went to jail and got, like, reconstructive surgery and they fixed their teeth. He goes, I can't fix my fucking teeth. And he's like, yeah, Trudeau doesn't want to put the gas price down. You know where he is right now? You know where he is? He's in Rwanda. I was like, oh, I don't know. He's in Rwanda. What's he doing there? He's like, he's in Rwanda, and he brought 89 people with him, and his jet cost, like, I forgot, $30,000 an hour. The room is $7,000 a night, and he's got 89 people with him. This is some bullshit. And I was like, look, I agree with you, bro. This is all a lot of bullshit. I was like, I'm agreeing with you. So we're talking about how he moved there, like, 30 years ago, and he opened this. Nice guy, but he's been through it. He's going through it now.
Yeah.
It was a fun time. It was an educational trip. I learned I hate most of our attractions in this country.
Yeah.
I'm not a tourist guy.
No, I like touristy places, but I never take tours.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Like, I'm the condo in Orlando. I fucking love Orlando, but I'd never go on a
tour.
Like a tour. There's one thing in Orlando I really want to do I haven't done yet, and I think I'll do it this year. They have like a Jesus Land.
What?
I just want to visit Jesus. I don't know if it's Jesus Land or Holy Land. And then every day, you know, like at Disney, there's a parade. Every day at Jesus Land, there's a parade with Jesus with the cross. I just want to
like
see
he's
that.
On the cross?
I guess. I think he's walking with the cross.
Isn't that depressing,
but
though?
He's probably got like two little wheels so that it's easier to get around with.
The Holy Land experience.
The Holy... I just want to see that just to see what the fuck kind of person goes to see that.
That sounds like lunatic stuff.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, if I go, half the people would just be like me mocking the other half.
Yeah, there's so, no way everyone's there with the same agenda. Yeah,
so people will be looking at me going, look at that fucking stupid Jesus freak.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Everything's a game show now.
Yeah. Yeah, especially in America, they're so fucking crazy about religion.
I think it depends where you go. I think it's the pockets.
Yeah.
I think it, like...
But the people that are religious are really religious.
Yeah, extremely.
Whereas Canada, like, you'll ask someone, do you believe in God? Yes. And then they're not dicks about it.
They're not going to be like, check out this YouTube channel. Yeah.
Oh, but then again, I was going to say they're not... I think I told you this story, but a couple of years ago, we met this couple from Ontario. And my wife, her English isn't that good. And they were Mennonites. And she was like, is that a Jesus freak? Because she didn't know the term Jesus freak isn't like a compliment.
It's not.
She's like, like a Jesus freak. And then the guy goes, a little bit. So it's so funny seeing a Jesus freak admit he's a Jesus freak.
I'm a bit
freak.
Of a freak. There's the Greek freak. Yeah. I'm a Jesus freak. God damn. But you keep half bringing stuff up. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah. So the Holy Land experience.
Jesus freak.
Okay.
God damn, they have shows like this happening. Yeah, they're basically recreating the...
Look, wait, go up. It looks more like he has a... It doesn't even look like a beard there. It looks like he has a Top Gun stash. But who's that lady in the back with her arms up? Wait. She's not impressed.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's children right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it come up in the back? Yeah.
Why would you bring your kids to see this?
Yeah, this is weird. It looks like some weird BDSM.
I wonder
if
it's all Christians or they're like Jewish people in the crowd going, look what we did to that fucking guy. Look at that guy. Your daddy did that.
There's Jews.
Look at that Gentile suffer.
Yeah, there's Jews. When they come up, people are like holding their face, they're crying, and then there's two Jews high-fiving.
God damn, that's wild.
That's insane.
I don't know why people, there's certain events, I don't know why you would take your kids to.
And plus there's certain things that
it's only depressing.
That don't go with theme parks. Like that was blood. A thing, like in the 80s, all of those televangelists wanted to have a theme park.
Yeah.
But religion and a theme park don't go together.
You think?
Yeah, and it's just in the South, like Southern American states. Because there are no Muslim theme parks. That'd be insane, though.
Explosive.
Yeah. You always get in a plane. A
lot of fireworks, yeah.
They should have a Splash Mountain, but instead of water, it's all wine.
Yeah.
There's every fucking ride ends with 72 virgins.
Yeah. There's a strip club called 72 Virgins. Yeah,
that's a good name for a strip club.
72 virgins?
72 virgins.
I don't know. Why are they virgins?
Or 72 whores.
Yeah.
You added a lot to that one. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
God damn. It's historically bad. I like it. There's no mediocrity. He's not going to be average. Average is for the common man. Yeah. He's going to go next level.
I am above average.
Yeah. Or below, depending on how you look at that spectrum. Muslim theme park would be fucking hilarious. I saw the Taliban. Remember when they took over that theme park, the bumper cars?
Oh, when they took over Afghanistan? Yeah. Those were some good pictures.
That historic.
There's nothing funnier than seeing old, mean men in a stupid ride for kids when you know that they hate it.
Do you remember how that ended?
No.
They got mad because all the world media was making fun. They took the pictures, so they closed it down. They banned the theme park.
Because we were mocking them?
Because we were mocking them. Like, they're going to make fun of us, then we're not going to have bumper cars. Yeah, but that's a punishment on you.
Yeah,
they didn't even ban it. They even burned it down and shit. Yeah,
that's not banning. Yeah, it's not banned. We burned it down, but if you guys want, you can bump around the ashes. Yeah. It's not banned. It's a loophole. They were very upset because we made fun of them. But it was so easy to make fun of them.
Yeah.
Like, you set yourself up.
The you talent.
AKs and you're driving a fucking bumper car and you're yelling. It's hilarious.
You have to have a beard, right, to become a Taliban?
I don't know. I think so.
Because you never see... Like, I couldn't become a Taliban because I only have the neck beard and the
Well, I think they the like goatee. The neck beard. Like I
the neck beard is very hot.
Yeah, they go from here... Afghanistan. Yeah, to here down is like a, is
oh,
like a yeah. thing.
Oh, so it might just be the neck beard.
Yeah, you
I might
have
be
it.
The king of the Taliban.
You, yeah.
I might be, yeah. I'd be the fucking Brad Pitt.
Taliban Mike. Yeah. That's what they would call you.
I'd be on Taliban the Mike. Cover of fucking all their magazines.
There was a Turkish guy last week, Imam, one of... He's like a big like priest there or whatever, okay. And he was talking about how beardless men are a danger because they're because they look too silky smooth, so they're there to
oh, and you
want to
fuck
yeah,
their
they're
faces?
There to seduce the men,
oh,
and
this.
Then you have impure thoughts if you see men without.
Oh, that guy isn't gay at all.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
imagine thinking
like, hey, Turkish imam, yeah. is that an erection? Yeah. It's the devil face, so yeah. silky smooth.
That's suspicious.
That yeah. bulge. What does the bulge have to do with it? It's connected to the silky smooth face.
That's funny. Jesus Christ. That's insane. Yeah. And no, I bet no one called him out of his followers.
You know how crazy it is there right yeah. now? They're trying. Someone actually, one of their, this Turkish politician asked, you know, the Aegean? He asked, he goes, this is bullshit. Why is it called the Aegean? That's an ancient Greek thing. It's ancient Greek kings. Why is it called the Aegean? And then people are like, because it's always been the Aegean. It's a Greek fucking thing. He's like, no, now we're Turks here. That's crazy. This shouldn't be called the Aegean. It should be called the Turk-Gean. It's like, bro, you fucking retarded. That's still the Aegean. You're just adding Turk in front of it. They're fucking crazy. These Paul, it's completely absurd. Yeah. It's complete yeah. lunacy. It's like, well, why is it called Quebec? It's like, because we're in Quebec. Nah. It's fucking Turkbek.
Yeah.
It's complete. It's like children have taken over political ranks.
Yeah.
Completely insane.
Yeah. I do like Turkbek, though.
Turkbek is nice, yeah. Very greasy.
Yeah, Turkbek. Yeah.
By the way, just to go back on the bumper cars thing, after they got made fun of, they literally set it on fire.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Oh, yeah. They're not children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong
with Yeah, that's a little hardcore.
But that's
a little attached.
That makes me happy,
that's a.
Though.
Can I say something? I find it hilarious that they got made fun of, and they set their anger on the bumper cars once again, just like the shaved men. Yeah. Blaming the bumper cars.
Yeah.
It's I'm not blaming you for making fun of me. It's the bumper car's fault for seducing me into looking stupid.
I hope that God exists
just
he is Allah. And just so that he goes, look at these fucking idiots. Yeah. These are my chosen people. These are the people I chose to follow me, and they're fucking burning kids' toys.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta switch this up a bit.
I gotta become the king of.
What's Tom Cruise doing nowadays? What's he up to? I heard that movie did well. All right, aliens.
Yeah, you see Allah show up in a spacecraft. He's got his beard tucked into his shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
I am Zenu or Zanu or whatever.
Zenu. Zenu. These are my chosen people: Tom Cruise, Travolta, and the likes,
and the other closet homosexuals.
Yeah. High five, closet gays. Let's go like that. Oh, the new Top Gun, I haven't watched it.
Apparently it's amazing.
That's what everybody tells me. They tell me it's the greatest movie.
Yeah.
They're going to seduce me into watching these almost clean-shaved men except for the mustaches.
I want to see, like, I know Val Kilmer is in it, and
he
uses his voice from before when he used to have a voice.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I want to see how good it looks. Does it look real?
Yeah. That must be weird. Your lip sync? To your own self, but you need to wear a neck scarf
to hide
the hole. And then we see the neck scarf moving.
And he was a good dude.
Yeah.
Apparently, Val Kilmer, crazy, but like a great actor.
A nice guy.
Yeah, good guy. Like,
oh,
he was
really?
He was just weird. Like, on set, he was very intense because he's a good actor.
Yeah.
But like...
Well, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think him in Tombstone, still one of the best fucking roles ever. This guy is fucking... This guy's a real actor.
Yeah, like I remember when I saw the movie The Doors. Like I didn't really know, I knew of The Doors, but I didn't know The Doors, and I fucking loved that movie, and it made me love The Doors, and it was him singing.
That made you
yeah
and so, it was actually him singing. Yeah.
It was actually him singing. So whenever I hear Jim Morrison sing a Doors song, I'm like, I rather the movie version.
Yeah,
it's fucking weird.
I get hooked on some people too. I see the movie version. I'm like, well, in my head, that's the person.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I don't want to watch The Rock's show. He has the show about his life. Because apparently there's like another Vince McMahon in there.
Okay.
I don't want my image to change. I like this Vince McMahon. This one right now, who's
like the 70-year-old grabby.
Yeah.
Grabby muscular.
Yeah, he's in trouble yeah. right now for some sexual stuff. But it's actually kind of ridiculous. Like, I think there was a paralegal.
Was it a real? Was it really sexual?
She said that he was having an affair with her, which she was fine. Okay. Then he gave her, so she doesn't talk, he gave her a giant raise.
Okay.
So all things.
And good. That was wrong?
She's mad because there's another guy, John Laurinaitis. He works there too. He's in charge of like talent relations. Apparently, he banged her too.
Okay.
So she says, I was being tossed around. I was being passed around like an object. But I don't know if...
But if she wasn't raped...
But that's the thing. It wasn't passed around. She went.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for more stuff to come out because you never know. Maybe they did lock her up and they're like, you're going to suck him
first.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Then me or you're fired. Who knows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you never know.
He could have threatened her. He's like, it's you and him in a cage.
Yeah.
Or the Undertaker's coming to take you.
She's blowing... She's blowing Vince. The other guy breaks the chair on her back. Then goes, I'm going to blow him.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe she just kept getting suplexed.
Or maybe she was fucking Vince and this guy tagged in.
Yeah. Vince is like, it was a tag team match. I told you.
It was a
2-on-1 handicap. Classic rules.
Those are the rules. Yeah. You have to fuck them.
Yeah, there was a referee there. There's a guy counting. Uh-huh. One. Two. So I don't know the full details, but clearly she took the money.
Yeah.
So good for her. Get your money, lady. I don't know how if they didn't like if they both had affairs with her, I don't know why he would get fired.
Yeah. There's some. When did this happen? Was
two
this
weeks
like,
ago? 2-3 weeks ago.
But the having sex with both of them.
I have no idea.
Wasn't 2 weeks ago.
I have no idea. I haven't. They haven't given those details out yet. Okay. I'm assuming it's within the last year.
Because sometimes they give the facts,
and but they skew the
they
dates.
Don't. They don't. They don't name like they don't say the date. So
oh,
you
like it happened read something 40 years
and
ago?
You're like, what the? Who treats people like that? And then you realize it was in 1971.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, yeah, everyone was a dick, Beth. Back then.
Yeah, if it was that would make it. Wouldn't make it better, but it would make it. It makes a bit more sense.
How old is Vince?
He's like 80.
How the fuck is he banging all these chicks,
bro? This Viagra. Is Vince McMahon.
Yeah, but 80,
dude. This is Vince McMahon we're talking about. He's out there. He's hanging and banging, brother.
That's what I don't get. Like whenever you see these old guys, like fucking Cosby. His last rape, he was in his mid-70s.
Is that true?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, well, you weren't there.
Right. I wasn't.
No, but he was like, when you read the things, he's like, his last rapes were like 2014, 15. And he's like an old fucking man. He's half blind.
That makes you question the whole thing.
No, but
that makes you question the whole thing, Mike. It's done.
He's innocent.
Was framed. This is a smear campaign against the great Bill Cosby.
But imagine, because at that age... You can't get an erection without taking Viagra.
Yeah.
And if you know that whenever you have a hard on, you rape, don't fucking
but
take
the last
Viagra.
One, did he rape with his dick or did he do other shit?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe
maybe he's just like, I'm going to knock bitches unconscious and go crazy on him.
Also, a lot of these rich dudes, what they do is they do testosterone therapy.
Bill Cosby doesn't. Keeps him young. When I look at Bill Cosby, I question the black don't crack thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, black fucking cracks.
Oh, he cracked hard.
He cracked.
Yeah, he cracked. Must have been all those rapes.
Yeah, black don't crack, but rape cracks.
Yeah, yeah. He cracks after a couple of rapes. Vince McMahon.
Even his fucking eye cracked.
Yeah, he's all fucked up. But Vince McMahon looks whatever.
But Vince McMahon is in better shape than me, bro.
Oh, hey,
he looks like he used fucking, to be. He's a
Bill
beast.
Cosby's in better
shape
than
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, come on, bro. That's unfair.
It's unfair. That's how life is, though.
Stephen Hawking was in better shape.
Yeah, than yeah. Stephen Hawking was in the shape of a very healthy vegetable. Vince McMahon doesn't look as good today as he did a year and a half ago, though. He's aging fast.
Okay, but maybe the pressure, this type of pressure, like I'm just my court thing, which is nothing.
Yeah, aged you.
Fucking aged me like 20 years in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine getting like in the paper. And plus nowadays, just a sexual misconduct and rape for people now is the same thing.
Yeah.
So you're like you bang this chick and then you paid her off, then she regretted it, and then in the paper they're making you look like you're fucking Weinstein.
Yeah, it might fuck with your head.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that throughout the years she's banged a lot of the chicks,
of course. Definitely. A lot of those. Like a lot of those. When the all the years of the hot wrestlers.
Stacey Keibler, Tori Wilson.
Yeah.
Stacey Keibler was hot. She ended up in the relationship with George Clooney for a couple of years, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Remember Clooney?
Of course.
Remember Stacey Keibler?
Yeah. George Clooney dated a chick from Montreal that had the same name as my wife.
Oh, you had said something to me.
And so all her friends were calling her to congratulate her for stepping up.
For, like, after you?
This is fucking amazing. No. You got into showbiz by sucking Mike Ward's dick, and now you're fucking George Clooney. That's amazing. No, you're so good at sex.
Oh, no, bro. How did you react?
Yeah, I was like, okay, just hang up.
Yeah, fuck these people. Who congratulates? I'm in the room. I'm in the room, Beth. I'm in the room. Yeah, fuck that guy. Get him out of that room. You with Clooney now.
Marie had one of her friends.
Fuck her friends.
When we started dating, and this is how crazy her friend was. So we start dating, and at the time, Martin Matt, who's a French comic, was the biggest French comic. And then Marie tells her friend, I'm dating Mike. And then she goes, oh, shit. Then she goes, why don't you date Martin Matt instead? He's more famous. And then she was like, her stupid friend. And then she was like, yeah, you do realize I'm not banging him because he's famous.
Like, if that was the case, how do you stop? Then if I date that guy, then there's someone more famous than him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, it's not, I'm not a fucking stepping stone.
She thinks it was like a claw machine. She picked you. She's like, oh, no, drop that. Go claw the other guy.
I guess she thought it was like a 1970s groupie. You know, in the old days, all the rock stars had the same groupies.
Yeah.
So she just figured, okay, Marie got in. She got in the door. She's sucking Quebecois comedian dick. So she started with Mike. Let's move
it up. Time for him to step up a bit.
Yeah.
Let's go. Step up your game, Marie. Yeah. There are other cocks waiting to get sucked out there. What a weird thing to tell your friend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, very bizarre.
Those are shit friends.
How did she react? Yeah.
She was like, what a fucking weirdo.
That's odd.
Yeah, and then they stopped being friends for
a while. Oh, I wonder. I wonder how that came about.
Yeah.
No. Very, very strange. Yeah, so Vince McMahon, that's why I don't want to watch The Rock show, is I don't want to ruin the image that I have of Vincent Kennedy McMahon, who I think is one of the most entertaining people to ever grace us with his presence on television.
He's good at taking, like, lemons and making lemonade.
Huge. Huge lemonade guy.
Like, when everyone hated him because of the Montreal screw job and all that, he was like, I'm going to be a villain. I'm a fucking wrestling villain. Because before that, he was just like
an announcer.
I'm the owner and announcer.
Yeah.
He wasn't, we didn't even know
him he was the owner.
As the owner. Yeah. He was the announcer.
And he just went nuts. He went
that
crazy.
Is so good.
He approved he approved crazy. He approved people dying. He approved casket rapes, like mock rapes in caskets. Yeah. Like, he approved all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like that Attitude Era. God damn! You could tell when you look back at it now, dude. They were sitting in boardrooms, doing lines, and be like, "I got this."
Yeah.
His fucking dead brother comes back to life. Then he gets fucking angry. Then you tap into his mind by going to a funeral and fucking his dead girlfriend. I got this. And they're like, yeah, that's a great idea. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
It's
fucking
wild.
Insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved
God
it.
Damn, yeah.
Those were the good old days. And now kids are such pussies. Everyone's sensitive. Can I have my emotional support animal? Can I have this? Can I have that?
That's what I hate about wrestling now is they got rid of steroids, or they're trying to get rid of steroids in combat sports. But for wrestling, It helped the show.
It
enhanced
the
guys
it.
Are fucking huge.
Yeah.
And so I like seeing my wrestlers all
die
fucking
young.
Roided up. Yeah. Dying young and murdering their family.
Yeah. That
is
was
that
one guy.
Yeah.
That, and also, here's the thing. This is the other thing I don't like about Chris Benoit. He's been smeared like crazy. Everybody's a villain. Dude, we don't know what his family did.
Yeah.
Nothing. There's been zero reports.
Yappy, yappy bitch.
We have no
and
details.
That little kid, daddy, you forgot my birthday.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Daddy had other things to do.
Perhaps the internet bill came in. I don't know. Maybe long-distance phone calls. One of those Corey Hart lines. Remember back in the day they had those? I don't know what happened. I'm not going to cast judgment because I'm not a piece
Corey
of shit.
Corey Hart line?
Remember I don't know if it was just Corey Hart, but they had all these like heartthrobs in like teen magazines for girls. You used to have hotlines that you could call, and I guess it was like a fake person.
Okay, pretended to
and
be.
You pay like $4 a minute.
Oh shit!
God. You remember?
I
this?
Know. I remember. I saw a documentary with Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Okay, and they had a very different experience.
I think that they did. They said they did this thing that people would call them up, and it was sponsored by the Just Say No campaign.
Okay,
and so they were fucking stoned out of their minds.
We have no
telling
today.
Kids not to use drugs.
I came very early.
You came in very early.
Yeah.
So there's no.
So you had plenty of time to get coffee.
I mean, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. So you're telling me they would tell the kids don't do any drugs?
Yeah, but they were stoned. That's like if I'm drinking and driving on the phone, telling people, "Hey, man, don't if you drink like me, don't take your car."
Because I can't even see these other cars.
And then you're like, "Why is there echo? I'm in my car."
Yeah.
Are you driving? Maybe.
Yeah. Are you driving? Are you drunk right now? What are you, the FBI? So that's the question.
You're not my mom.
Yeah. If you were, you wouldn't have let me get raped by those Hollywood elites. Yeah, both those guys got destroyed, huh?
Yeah. Corey Haim is from Montreal.
I don't know why I didn't know that.
The dead one.
Yeah. Well, they're both dead inside.
Yeah. The dead one, and I was going to say the equally untalented one, because those guys fucking sucked. But they were good. They were good at what they did. But getting what they fucked? Did was very limited. Yeah, they were good at being handsome for old pedophiles.
Yeah, that's why they would put them in movies. They were
who?
The Corys.
Corey Haim, Corey Feldman.
Yeah,
the two Corys.
They were called CC. So CC was they were being passed around.
Yeah, Corey Feldman was best friends with Michael, and this is how good Corey Feldman is at keeping secrets. He still says nothing happened. He's like, no, Michael wasn't weird.
So listen to this. Two dudes. So one guy that his best friend was also molested to death till he killed himself as kids in Hollywood, right?
Poseidon? Yeah, I'm listening, by the way.
Yeah.
One of them was friends with Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Good friends with Michael Jackson. And he still says, and he's a victim, and he says he was a victim of people in Hollywood elites. He wants to call them out. He hates them for banging kids. Yeah. He says, I'm a victim of a lot of people. Not him. This guy, Michael Jackson, you guys, he didn't molest anyone.
I forgot that a couple of years ago, he came out with a movie. He said, I'm going to name names and blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, I just made a movie. And if you want to watch it, it's on Vimeo for $39.99.
Yeah.
And then no one downloaded it.
No. And I don't think he named any names.
That's a bad move.
Apparently, though, I remember I saw he named names, but of people that no one's ever heard of.
Oh.
So
well, that's good, too. At least name him, call him out.
Yeah, call him out. But if you're saying you're going to name names... We want fucking...
Well, we don't want him to make shit up.
We want...
George Clooney. Like, we don't want him to make shit up.
No, but still, we want, like, as soon as someone says that, you want someone to lose their career.
Well, more than a career. If they raped kids, they should be in jail. They should be tortured. Like, that's crazy.
But they don't.
Nobody cares. I keep seeing the same stuff, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's true. So, because Ghislaine Maxwell, her... apparently, she was found guilty for... supplying those kids, like being the middleman to sex traffickers and all that, right? Not just sex traffickers, she was sex trafficking to like elitists that were banging these kids, right? So if she's guilty of that and you have the list of people, why aren't the people that committed the crime
the
of raping
the crime,
facing any charges or out there publicly? Number one. Number two, her cellmate came out 2 weeks ago and said that she was offered money to kill her.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And you saw...
And now they put her on suicide watch.
I think she's going to get suicided.
Yeah, she's going to get suicided, yeah.
Goddamn.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, they offered... I didn't see that. Yeah. They offered... So why does she have a cellmate? If you know...
Because you want to see if you could bribe her to kill her.
Jesus Christ. That means that, yeah, they control everything.
Yeah. Of course. Or else the names would have been out there. Yeah. That's something huge. That's something that's so big.
Yeah.
It's bigger than anything. Like your kids were being flown to an island and people that you vote
and
for.
Fucking people you voted for, people you see in movies, people you watch on TV.
You give money to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do that as a parent?
Oprah's been incredibly silent this past year. For real.
Yeah, I think you do that as a parent because you're... I wouldn't blame the parents on this one.
Oh, they don't know.
Because it wasn't like Michael's victims that the family actually flew with the kids.
Allegedly.
And then they were like, oh, he's mating his idol. This was like little girls that were, you know, modeling. So their parents just thought they were out modeling.
They were.
Yeah.
For Billary Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, wouldn't you... Like, I'm not blaming the parents by any means.
You know what? I'm going with him now. I'm going to blame the parents.
No.
I'm gonna not just the parents. They're all at fault. But these fucking parents, you have to do... There has to be some personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, wouldn't you go with your kid?
Yeah, but if my kid's like, she's 14, she's modeling, okay, she can go on an island with these dudes.
I'm pretty sure, though, the kids wouldn't tell the parents they're going on an island.
Yeah.
They probably said, I'm going to Tammy's house for the weekend.
Going to Tammy's house for the weekend.
Yeah. And then you're like, why did I see you on Instagram with Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Why are you on a yacht?
A yacht.
I think we should blame, though, for real, parents for a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like murders, we should always put one of the parents in prison with the kid.
If they murder their kid?
No, if your kid like goes into a school and kills people.
Depends how old the kid is.
Under 16, 18.
Look, right now, let's say you when you were 16. You were driving drunk. You're doing your own decisions. It wasn't your dad that made you do it.
But if my dad knew that me driving drunk
was
maybe get him to go to prison, I would never have been able to even drive until I was 18.
There's that too. I think it should, like, if the parents know, I think you're culpable if, like, so let's say this kid that did the one in Texas, so he had bragged about how he was going to do that. Even the cops knew.
Yeah.
The cops, he said when he's 18, he's going to buy the gun, shoot up the school. He turned 18. They didn't watch him. A week later, he went and did that. People online knew, his friends knew. So that, yes, because the parents are aware and they're not doing anything. I'm agreeing with you. But if it's really, like, out of nowhere, the kid goes fucking nuts one day or something, and you had no signs, that he never talked about it, no one knew, then it's like, fuck, what did you want me to do?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck, that's what I'm saying. If you know, though, like, I think the cops that didn't let the parents in, the cops that didn't go in, the cops that found out last year what he said and didn't monitor him, all the people that are...
Didn't know.
Them, they should all face some kind of justice. Yeah. For sure. Because you did nothing and you knew that it was going to happen.
Yeah, that's fucked up. The cops, that is very fucked up.
And his parents
up.
Might be included. His mom might be included too, because apparently they would scrap it, like he would say shit. So yeah, maybe in this case, yeah. But if in general, you know, sometimes that happens, you legitimately, like, I have people that in my life, either they died or overdosed, and I had no idea they even did drugs.
Every time, though, something like that happens, you're like, oh, I didn't know, but you're not that surprised. Like, I'm not talking about drugs, but like for murder, you're like, oh, I didn't think. But then you're like, maybe, he was a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every fucking, like, I don't know any serial killers personally, but there was this one kid when I was in elementary school that used to always kill animals.
Oh, that's
and so that guy, he should have, like, he stopped being my friend because of that. But his parents knew he was killing animals, so they should have fucking
100%.
Yeah. He ended up in prison. I don't think for murder, but he's probably eventually going to kill someone.
For me, that's a sign.
Yeah,
that's a sign. When you're a kid. Signs are there, yeah.
Yeah, you should have, like, as a kid, you should have more empathy. Like, he'd want to hold the animal, pet it. Yeah. The fact that he wants to snuff its life, suspicious.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
What if your kid did that?
After-birth abortion.
So you would teach him, you'd be like, this is how you murder?
No. By showing it on him?
Yeah. No, for real.
No, honestly, I'd bring him.
If your kid,
real answer?
Yeah, you find out, like, you keep buying him, I don't know, cats or something, and then they keep dying. You're like, fuck, how are these things dying? And then he's like, I'm killing them.
Psychiatric hospital right away. Right away, what the fuck's wrong with the kid? Why is he doing
this? What they say, we find nothing wrong with him. He plays with everyone, he's cool, he just loves to murder cats.
Oh, fuck, I don't know, bro. Honestly, don't know. I've never thought about it. I've never thought about it. Goddamn, it's a tough question.
Terrible parent.
I'm not even a real parent.
A good parent would bring him to a brothel, be like, yo, kill these pussies. I got a pussy you could kill. Yeah, that'll be fucking crazy, especially if the psycho. Yeah, he just loves killing cats, that's it.
Yeah. Like, nah, but that's weird. There's something wrong with him,
though. He's good at math, good at history. He's very helpful.
If you find out your kid is a psychopath,
oh, that's
fucking. I'm sure you blame your wife. Automatically.
You're talking, like, about me personally or in general?
Everyone.
Maybe you blame. I don't know who I would. I would blame anyone.
I would blame my wife. I'd be like, there's no way my fucking. How many fucking psychopaths have come out of my family? Oh. Zero. Until this fucking piece of shit.
I would think the same, but then you know what it is, apparently? It's the mix. So it's just
the mix of good versus evil. Yeah. An evil one with her fucking evil pussy.
Yeah, I would do the same. I'd be like, divorce.
Yeah,
you take this mental patient out of you. But it would be weird. What do you do in that situation?
Yeah,
what if you find out?
It's your own flesh and blood.
Okay, so what if you find out now? Imagine this: you find out that both your kids are psychopaths. They're doing shit like that. You find out one night, you're at home, and your wife is kind of like cool with it. She knew this whole time. And they're both, the, all three
you
of them.
You go to court and she fist bumps them.
All three of them have been killing neighborhood animals. Fuck. What do you do, right?
I'm going for cigarettes and never coming back.
Yeah, or maybe you fucking strangle them with your weight equipment. You kill all of them and then yourself.
Oh, are you going back to Chris Benoit?
Maybe. I'm saying we don't know the full story. You bastard. Stop casting judgment. Yeah, we don't know. They could have been moideroids.
Chris Benoit might be a hero.
Yeah.
You know how everyone always says they want to go back in time and murder baby Hitler?
He may have done
in
that.
In the future, they used to say we should go back and murder baby Benoit.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Yeah.
Maybe. And Chris fucking did it.
He took one for the team, basically. He did the ultimate sacrifice.
He pulled a boss.
God damn.
Yeah. That's what happened to the original boss. Yeah.
God damn.
She was made to look like a traitor.
Yeah. I wonder how much, because that, where did he live? Was it Florida or Georgia? It was Eastern Southern state.
Yeah, something like that. You could find out.
Which was, and maybe he Georgia. Lived in a beautiful house.
Yeah.
Someone that's not afraid to live in a fucking murder den. That I wonder how much that house sold for after. Because that $4 million house probably sold for like the price of the land.
Yeah, that's a hard sell.
Probably figured.
In Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, okay. Georgia.
Yeah. Could you imagine what was the house we stayed in?
Oh, that'd be the best.
Whoa.
I doubt it.
That might be why the lights kept coming on. And the lights would come on and I'd hear, "Help me, mommy." I'd be like, "What?
Oh my, what the fuck?" Poseidon, go back to your room.
Oh fuck, hold on, I'm looking here. I'm trying to find.
And since Yann and Michel had French names, the ghosts were scared.
Yeah. Oh no! Oh no!
Atlanta address.
No,
Atlanta. No. Just write. How much? How much did?
130 Green Meadow.
Okay. Oh, they have the ad. Okay, that was.
Yeah. So write 130 Green Meadow sales price history.
Oh, that's a good yeah.
So 4 million, 8 million. 100,000. Imagine a house like that. If the person that bought it kills again,
you blame the house.
You blame the house.
Yeah.
That's the best house to buy if you want to murder your wife and kids.
Yeah, and then just blame the house. I don't know why I did it.
I love them so much.
Yeah.
But didn't she used to write on Facebook? She was like, "Stupid bitch."
Yeah.
No.
Is it? I'm gonna Benoit this cunt. Did you say that?
In 2009, it sold for $565,000.
Okay.
Now it's selling for $993,000.
It's going back up. It's when people forgot about the mortars.
No, it's. The property overview, it says, hurry, $250,000 price reduction, exquisite 8.6-acre gated estate with Pebble Tech pool, tons of upgrades.
And lots of history.
Yeah.
Less than $1 million?
Yeah.
And they're telling you, hurry. Is that like a...
hurry or they're going to kill me.
Yeah. Is that a threat? That sounds like a threat.
Hurry.
Yeah, hurry.
Hurry or you're next.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't. What I'm saying is, we don't know the full story.
Wasn't it a mansion? I remember. Yeah. It's a. Can you put that up?
Sorry about that.
That's a beautiful fucking house.
Yeah, he's keeping it a secret though.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Wow. That is not a
murder house.
A $900,000 house.
How do I?
How do you?
Oh, there you go.
There you go. All right. Same picture.
Use the arrows. Use the when you click on it. Use the arrows.
They only have two pictures.
All right. But put the other one. The other one was better.
Yeah, the other one was better.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
this one. That one. All right. Okay.
That's nice. Yeah. That's dark. $993,000. Six car garage.
Six beds.
So he built it. 2005.
What year did Chris Benoit kill his?
2005.
Okay.
Oh, it was built in 2005. Hold on.
When did he murder? It was probably in 2009, I guess. That's a lot, though.
07.
That's 575,000 in 2009. That was right when the real estate crash was.
Yeah.
So they made out good.
Nah.
I guess
he didn't make out.
Yeah. And none of his, no one in his will made any money. Who gets that money when you kill everyone you know?
With another woman. So really? He has a son that looks like him. He's getting into wrestling. He looks like a super nice kid.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I guess he changed his name, right?
No, he's embracing it. He's wearing his tights. I think he wants to call himself the his dad's name, like the Rabid Wolverine.
What the fuck is wrong with
the
that
Legacy
kid?
Killer? Maybe that would be a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to redeem the his dad's legacy.
Yeah, I would start a YouTube channel if I was him. I'd call it Family Affair.
Yeah, that's the best thing, though, to be a heel. That's a very believable heel. If your dad murdered everyone in your family except for you.
People create him like on the wrestling game. I have the new wrestling game, and so I downloaded Chris Benoit. But it's funny because, you know, you create your themes. It looks just like they did a good job. But when he's coming out, I didn't realize what song they used for the intro, and I started laughing
because
just kind of goes doo, dead man walking, and then he's like, and I was like, oh fuck, that's hilarious.
Damn. God damn,
bro. I kept it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Yeah, I play with my. He got the U.S. title.
That's wild. That's nuts.
That house, though, is fucking $1 million. We should trick Preach into buying it. He doesn't have kids. He's safe.
Yeah, he's safe. Yeah, Preach buys. He's like, I don't know. I feel every time I go there, I feel I have zero tolerance for toddlers. Yeah, that was a fucked up situation.
Yeah.
Going back to wrestling, this is the kind of stuff that the entertainment that he's provided us with all these years, Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't like smearing his good name.
But like the series, The Young Rock.
Is it any good?
I don't know. I haven't watched it. But wouldn't you not want to see The Rock? Or because he's really young in it, right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's really... Yeah, if there's a fake Rock, I don't want to watch that either. I know The Rock.
And all of his... weren't all of his uncles in the WWF?
Yeah.
His father, too, I think. Yeah. The Rock's father.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the Mayavias. He has a... wrestling history.
Yeah, his daughter now is getting into wrestling, apparently.
Yeah, she's already in.
Yeah.
She's in wrestling.
Is she hot or she's...
I have no idea.
She must be a big girl.
She might look like a Rock. Let's take a look.
Yeah.
Type in The Rock. Because
all
daughter.
Of his uncles look like a big Samoans.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the
Bring
daughter...
her up for us, kid. Let's see here.
Oh, she's a
Simone
good
Alexandra. Simone. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
She should S-A-J...
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she looks like The Rock. Yeah. She has the smile. Yeah. She has his mouth.
She looks as if The Rock, you know, he converted.
Yeah.
To Islam.
Yeah. That, like some pictures, she looks good. She looks good, but she's got a big head like her dad. She's got a big wrestling head.
Yeah. Yeah, she's good. Yeah, she looks like The Rock.
Well, you know what they say: the bigger the forehead, the bigger the heart.
Well, I don't know who says that.
Someone that has a kid with Down syndrome.
Yeah, she's probably gonna be good at wrestling because I guarantee he taught her stuff. And
oh, for sure.
What name is she gonna use? Little Rock,
Pebble.
No, Little Rock. Or I would use
the Pebble.
I would use her real Alexandra. Yeah. That's a cool name. You go S-A-J, Saj.
Yeah. I wonder if she'll use the family name Johnson or
Ava Rain.
Ava Rain.
Oh, that's completely out of
that anywhere. That is stupid. Yeah. She should embrace the family.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah.
Ava Johnson.
Ava Johnson.
Ava Rock.
Ava Rock.
Or Alex Rock.
Or Hale. You know, like Hale.
Rocka.
What's her first name? Sarah?
Ava. Simone Johnson.
Simone.
Simone Rock.
Simone Rock sounds cool.
Simone Rock sounds like a fucking band. French band.
Yeah, Simone Rock.
Simone
Rock. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Simone Rock. We just fixed her career.
We fixed her career. I hope she's listening. Simone Rock. That's a fucking name.
Simone the Stone. Yeah. Simone the Stone Johnson.
Simone the Stone.
Nice, get out of this creative meeting.
It has a nice
ring to it.
You sound like you're at a fucking brainstorming session for the Flintstones.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, so we got Bam Bam, we got Pebbles.
Simone the Stone. Ooh, yeah.
I think it rocks. The rules off the tongue nicely. Yeah. Simone the Stone.
We're going to call him... Landslide. Ooh, yeah. Fucking guy. That's how they used to name people though in the early days. You're gonna be a dentist.
Yeah.
What is he? He's the fireman. Like, God damn it, dude. It's like fucking.
And whenever it was a black guy, you live in a junkyard.
Yeah.
You live in a junkyard. You're a pimp.
Yeah. You're a pimp. You do voodoo shit.
Yeah. You're from Africa. You get afraid when the music starts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like none of it. Like, you realize, like, we're all from the same neighborhood you're in. Nah. For the people at home, they know where you're really from.
I used to love Kamala when I was little. The Ugandan
Kamala
giant.
Harris, yeah.
No.
That's his name.
The first
Kamala is also Kamala Harris. Yeah,
was his last name?
Yeah, check it out.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, but his real name wasn't Kamala.
Though. I think it's.
But his family name was Harris.
Like that?
Just Kamala. Google Kamala Ugandan giant.
Yeah,
or Kamala WWF.
I thought they were actually named. I think that was his name. No,
that's amazing. If it is,
it just says Kamala.
Kamala wrestler.
Yeah, I found him on Wikipedia.
I might be wrong, but I don't know why I thought it was Kamala Harris also.
Kamala, James Arthur Harris.
Oh, yeah,
James Harris. Yeah. That's so funny.
His ring name was Kamala.
Yeah. That's so funny.
What are the odds?
But there was a documentary about him. And he said that everyone, like, even he was sad when he, because he'd be in the ring and he's just a stupid African, just tapping himself on the belly and with his big dumb eyes. And then he was like, everyone in my neighborhood was like, ugh.
No.
Poor guy. Poor guy. His life sucked at the end. He was diabetic, and he got both his legs amputated.
Oh, fuck.
So there's a documentary of him on YouTube. It's actually just a long, sad interview of him in a wheelchair talking about how he hated his career. Oh. And I was like, God damn. I was watching this because I felt nostalgic.
Oh, no, it'll ruin you. Oh, that whole time was weird. All the gimmicks were fucking stupid. Yeah. The way they would fly around, the way they were treated was insane. Yeah. Dude, they were circus performers.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it is now, like it's glamorous. There was no glamour.
There was another big fat black guy in those days called Abdullah the Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was nuts. He had AIDS, I think. He gave people AIDS or hepatitis.
Yeah, because he used to, every fight, he'd bleed. But he'd, you know, in the old days, I think they might still do that. They'd have razor blades hidden.
Yeah.
And then he'd cut himself. But he did that every fight. Those guys used to just do that for title fights.
He still has scars, yeah.
And his face is just fucking lines.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He lived in Quebec for a long time.
I think he gave someone... What did he give him? Check if he gave him AIDS or hepatitis or something.
But hold on,
he was licking the blood.
The picture of the scars.
Yeah, look at that. Fucking...
God damn.
Yeah. I think he lived in... That's a good picture of him. In yellow? That's an athlete's
body.
That's
an athlete, yeah. That's,
look at that guy. He's like, what? Kamala's in a wheelchair? I want a wheelchair.
Yeah. Butcher.
Look at him. Look with the fork in his mouth. Look at the scars. Like, click on the one with the fork in his mouth.
God damn.
Look at the scars on his
forehead.
God
damn.
And you figure, like, couldn't you just cut yourself a little? You're still going to bleed. You don't have to fucking slice your head.
No, he was over the top. Yeah. Google, AIDS or something.
Yeah.
Or
hepatitis C.
Yeah, hepatitis, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess he gave.
It's crazy.
Has hepatitis C.
Anyways, there's all kinds of weird... Dude, wrestling was fucking phenomenal for that.
It was the best for giving people weird diseases.
If we could do...
treating people like garbage.
An honest film.
Yeah.
Like an actual movie, not a documentary. Yeah. During that time, but as crazy as it really was, that would be amazing.
Like Hulk Hogan, apparently they came like really close to getting a union. And they didn't get it because Hulk Hogan fucked them out of it.
What did he do?
Because he used to... In those days, everyone made a shit salary, except for Hulk Hogan. They used to make a couple million a year.
Yeah.
And then they all organized, like, I think it was Jesse Ventura that organized it. Everyone in wrestling were meeting to talk about, look, if we all walk out, he won't have a choice but to pay us. And then Hulk ratted them out to Vince.
What a rat.
Yeah, what a piece
of shit. It sounds
like
a Hulk movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a super American movie. He doesn't like that commie bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
This is America, brother. Yeah. Fucking leg drop these commies.
Yeah.
I get him. I get him. He is a real American. He fights for the rights of every man except for communist ones.
He fights for the rights of every man except for the ones he knows.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah,
did he even have anything to gain from that?
But he wanted to be
gain
the
favor
only...
With, yeah.
The only
so
rich one. And by doing that, Vince loves him even more.
Yeah.
So instead of just being champion for a year, he's going to be like, that's why he was the top guy for so long.
Because
he's fucking like Vince's dude.
Yeah, he was Vince's guy.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they had a fallout. They had a falling out. Then he went to WCW. They thought his career was over. Then he revamped it when he went black, when he went into the NWO. He became a bad guy for the first time. He's like, can I be a heel? And he became a very good heel.
God,
he was at the hockey game this weekend. The last game of the playoffs. the Stanley Cup Finals. Yeah. And it's funny
because it was in Tampa.
Yeah, and when they went to him, he did a pose. Like, he did this. Like, he kind of flexed. And it was, like, people lost their shit.
Yeah, I think he lives there, no?
Yeah, he lives in... He has this store in Clearwater. That's where he's from. And he just sells memorabilia for, like, crazy expensive.
What?
Yeah, but it's worth it. Like, it's crazy expensive. It's not that expensive. But like a shitty belt that they sell at Walmart for $80, he'll sell it for $130, but it's signed and he's behind the cash register.
Oh shit. Yeah. So he runs the place.
Yeah, I think I don't know if he actually runs it or he runs it when cameras are there.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's why I think he does.
Yeah. If he's smart. Me too. Yeah.
If you make that much.
Cuz I went to that store last time I was in Florida and he wasn't there. And I just saw this weird old fat man ran it.
His dad or his friend or something?
Yeah, it was probably... It felt like it was a guy that he started wrestling with. It's like, you know when you make it in comedy? All your open mic friends from the old days, when you make it, they think they made it too. But you're like, you're still a weird fucking open micer. So it was his open mic wrestling friend, I think.
He's like, I taught him how to do the leg drop because I slipped once and I fell. And he said, that's a move I can handle. That fucked up. You know that fucked up his spine?
Yeah, yeah.
All those years of landing just on his landing ass, landing on his ass, landing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
it shrunk him. Like
He was 6'6". He's fucking 5'3".
Yeah. It's nuts.
Lost the whole foot.
It takes a whole... whole thing takes a whole toll on you.
Yeah.
But I'd love to know more about the behind-the-scenes shit, about what happened during those, like, the Monday Night War era. Like, WCW, they were just handing out these retarded contracts to anyone. Like, people that were making 80 G's a year. Like, all right, come. You'll be on maybe once a month, and we'll give you fucking $400,000, $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
Damn. Like, what?
They made good money.
Yeah, whoever went to WCW at that time cashed in big.
Yeah.
God, and then the smart ones got off the ship right before it sank. Yeah. And then they did some weird shit, like Vince McMahon, he didn't treat Booker T too well when he went to WWE initially.
That rings a bell.
There was some weird racist shit happening. And then they gave him his break. But
like the WCW paid so well because it was Ted Turner, and he had like insane money.
Yeah.
So that's what we'd need right now. Like now there are other organizations starting up, but we'd need Elon Musk to buy one of them Jeff Bezos.
For wrestling?
Yeah.
They have the AEW, it's fucking Tony Khan.
Who's Tony Khan?
Bro, it's his family. They own of the famous Genghis Khan tribe. They own the Jacksonville Jaguars, Fulham FC in the UK. They're billionaires.
Okay.
And this is like his little side project.
Okay.
He's a big fan of wrestling.
That's why AEW is doing well.
Yeah.
Because you need a...
The wrestling isn't always that good.
Yeah, but you need a crazy billionaire that doesn't give a fuck if he's going to lose money.
Then again, people are going to tell me that I'm wrong about the wrestling not being good. I've watched a total of half hour of wrestling in AEW since it started, so I'm not the best person. That might be a lie. Maybe it's better now. But what I had seen initially wasn't that. It felt goofy. Yeah.
But I feel like also, like I'm sure if you watch old stuff.
Oh, old now, stuff feels goofy.
Like, old stuff is horrible like even, when you watch it now.
Yeah, even the Attitude Era, like when you watch it now, it feels goofy. But like when I was a kid and I used to watch that shit, I loved that shit.
You have to be 7 years old or borderline retarded
to really get into it. Yeah,
so I think that's what it is. I think it looks awesome now for children.
I think
now.
It looks awesome now, lights wise, color wise. Yeah. It's flamboyant.
And yet, when you're live, like I remember when I saw it, it's exactly.
It's a circus. It's fun.
It's as good as Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Like it's like Cirque du Soleil. It's like theater for heterosexuals.
Yeah. Question.
But it's very gay. Yeah. It's so gay. Yeah. It's just fucking hot guys in shorts rubbing each other.
Yeah. Yeah,
like men
full
want.
Sweat. Yeah.
Yeah. Lift them up, Randy. Yeah. Lift them up. Yeah. None of that gay
they
stuff.
They all have beards. Yeah. They all have beards except for that fag. Yeah. Look at that fag.
Rip that shirt off. None of that gay stuff. Yeah, rip that shirt off.
But they're actually like they're
I know
as
so
good
many people
as
like
people
that.
In the circus. Oh, you mean people that watch it just because they're secretly gay?
Yeah, and I know people also that I talk about on stage too. I know a lot of people that do or say gay stuff, but they're the most like anti-gay. Like, and it's so obvious. It's like, well, clearly, bro, you're just gay. Like, you could be gay. No one has a problem with it. You can't choose that. It's what you like. It's what your preference, like your sexual orientation is there. There's no problem with it.
Yeah.
But they go over the top. To like, that's too gay. That's too gay. It's like, calm down.
Yeah. I have a friend that, I call him a friend. I haven't seen him in 20 years. But when Mona de Grenoble, the drag queen.
Yeah.
She we were talking, and she go and for, she knows this guy's son, who's also a drag queen. And then she's like, yeah, and your friend came and blah, blah, blah. And then she tells me he's gay. And I'm like, fuck, he's gay. So I call one of my friends. And I go, did you know that this guy's gay? And he goes, oh, fuck, it makes sense. He told me a thing I didn't know. But in the old days, they were driving somewhere. And he did a joke. Like, this is my friend, not the gay one, the non-gay one. As a joke. He like the other guy was driving, and he just like rubbed his leg, just like you know you do, just to get the other guy to go, what the fuck you doing? And he normally a guy just go like, what the fuck? Yeah. But the guy grabbed his hand and went, hey, and got like really angry and fucking pulled over, and he was like, don't fucking pull any of that fag shit on me, and like just started yelling. And then he was like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It was just fucking, yeah. I was just, it was
don't tempt me with your delicious hands.
It was just a joke. And then he was like, it's not funny. And it's then, not
a joke to me.
But he didn't, like, and he, at the time, he was like, that's fucking a little much.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, 20 years later, he was like, oh, because he wanted to suck my dick.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why.
So I don't like any of that gay shit. Weren't you banging that dude? Yeah. That's teamwork. Yeah. We're getting to know each other. Yeah,
that's a little excessive.
Yeah, it's a little much. It's a little much, yeah. There's the extremes make me laugh. Just calm down, bro. Be you, bro. Who gives
especially
a shit?
We're in North America.
No one's going like, to stone you.
I get being in the closet if you're in fucking some Middle Eastern country, but
you don't want to go off a roof. I get it.
Yeah,
and even in North America, if you're in some little shithole town, but if you're living in a major city,
yeah. Well, here no we keep them in a village. Yeah, we're exactly. advanced. We're progressive.
Yeah, we have fucking reserves. Yeah, for our gays and our natives.
Sometimes when they deviate, they come out of there. Yeah, there's hell to pay.
Yeah,
we don't fucking play games, but they got a village. And that always used to seem weird to me. The gay village used to seem offensive. But not anymore. Now it seems like now when as I'm older, it seems more like a town, like Italy, Greek town, all that stuff. But I remember when I was younger, I was like, I in my head, I saw it as a reserve. I go, isn't that fucking weird? Why would you force me? He's like, you're gay. You live there. Because in high school, I didn't get the concept.
I used to always think it was like open-minded. And then when I talked about it the first time to friends from Europe, and they were like, you keep them in reserves. And I was like, that is mental.
It is mental. Okay, I wasn't crazy. It always seemed, when I was younger, weird to me. I was like, why are we not supposed to do that?
Yeah.
But they chose it. Because apparently it was the shittiest part of Montreal. And it was super ugly. And then they fuck. And gay guys are really good at decorating. So if you go to the village now, it's a fucking, there's lights everywhere. That's not true. Fucking beautiful.
I've been there a lot recently.
Really?
I did the show at the Olympia. And I did the M bar a couple of times. It's downhill.
Not, really?
Everything's shitty.
Even the gays have
Given up on this city. This city is the city. I don't think it's their fault. I think if you go anywhere across the city now, downtown, it's dirty.
Yeah.
A lot of homelessness, not a heroin, crack. It's disgusting.
You know what it might be? Maybe because in the old days when homosexuality wasn't accepted, all the gays lived in the village.
So they took care of it.
So they took
care of
it. Now
it's just a bunch of homeless people.
But now the gays all live in the suburbs and they live wherever.
Yeah.
So it's just the campy gays.
Yeah.
Like the over-the-top gays or the poor gays.
Do we know anyone that lives there now?
Christine Morancy lives there.
What? I'm not gonna out her area. I was like, what address?
Yeah, but she's not gay. But she's
ask her how she feels about it. Used to be cleaner.
Okay,
but I think it's everything since 2020 probably went downhill.
Yeah. All of downtown actually is
all of downtown's shit.
Like I'm driving sometimes and like, fuck, bro, I'm swerving into like opposite lanes to
try to hit homeless.
No, to try to dodge giant potholes.
Yeah. Oh, forget the potholes. Me, it's the actual human beings and the shit in the streets. I hope
shit? The shit,
the actual shit, there's feces in the
human.
What?
I hope
probably because there are no more horses.
Yeah, there's shit. There's garbage, like actual bags, but not garbage like people throw out their window. There's garbage bags, like homeless people that carry their shit in garbage bags and they just leave them there and they hope for the best. They're like, I'm going to come here. It's like, it's fucking decrepit.
I saw something like that on Jerry the other day.
But the worst I experienced, not the worst, but the when I felt it was last year during the festival because it was a shitty festival.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, let me take a walk. I recorded a podcast at the office at Just for Laughs. And I go, let me walk down the street and go on St. Catherine. I haven't done it in so long. Dudes, I was so depressing. Everything was dirty. There was like, let's say, 2-3 families. You know how they sell those tables out there during the festival? They're sitting there, and then there's a guy going, hey, hey, like bothering the families of tourists. Like, do you have any money for me? And it's disgusting, and he stinks. Like, ugh. And you walk, and it's all mostly just homeless people yelling and like mental cases. And I was like, holy fuck, it's disgusting.
I think I was with you.
Maybe, I don't remember. Yeah. I remember the disgust I felt there, not the disgust I felt towards you.
Did the disgust start on your way there? Because if it did, he was with you.
May have been you. So he was asking.
That was just him.
He was asking tourists for money.
Oh yeah,
I need to buy a sandwich. So yeah, it's the whole city's gone to shit downtown.
Yeah,
it's very disgusting. Yeah. I don't know, what do we do. How what do? We clean it. Then what?
I don't know. And
gonna get dirty again.
And they put bike paths everywhere, but then nobody uses them.
They use them.
Here on Ontario, that's what I was gonna say. The first time they put them, I was like, "Who the? Why'd they put this here? No one uses these." And it took me 11 minutes across the street because there was so much. Bike
traffic.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people. Yeah, it's the best way downtown. The gas prices are up,
but it's crazy how like every sidewalk downtown now is an outdoor terrace.
Yeah.
So every bar and restaurant that paid to have an actual terrace are fucked.
Yeah.
Right? And all the shitty little restaurants that didn't have a terrace, they have terraces. And now the people that used to come here.
Patios.
The patios. They can't even park anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They've ruined.
Well, like us, I come do comedy here, and it's the hardest thing is to park.
Yeah. Like, see, we all park at the same place every week.
Illegally.
Illegally, and then hope for the best.
Yeah, we cross our fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
I got one ticket there. I think I still haven't paid.
Yeah. I've never gotten a ticket there, and I parked there a million times, and I told my manager, Michel, you can park there. I parked there forever. He parked there once, and he got towed.
He got actually towed?
He got towed.
Oh, it was
I know what you're talking about.
We were doing a taping, and then after the first show, he went out to get something in his car, and then it wasn't there. And then he was like, I got towed. And then I was like, yeah, well, just, okay, well, call him. And then he goes, who do I call?
That's a good question.
They didn't leave a note, so you don't know where to go.
Yeah, if you have a tracker, though, in your car, because a lot of times what they do is they just put it in some street or whatever, they leave it, and then you have to call them, and you have to pay, and they bring you to it or some shit. You just pay for the towing that they have to do. But if you have a tracker, you can just track your car, go unlock it, and drive off.
Yeah, no, he had to.
I'm going
to
put a tracker in my car.
His was parked near. I have a couple that I don't use. I can give
you
one.
If you give me one, I'll use
it. Okay. Yeah. I'll find them because for some reason.
Do I have to recharge it all the time?
I don't know. I got. It was Michel, my manager, that bought me a tracker. He was like, this is a tracker for your car. But my Tesla is a tracker.
Yeah, he's already tracking. Like,
I don't need this. Oh. And then I was going to put it in my wife's car. And then it felt like I was spying on her.
Oh, yeah. You're like, this is the case.
So I was like, oh, no, this just feels weird. Because now I'm always like, she told me she was going to Sports Expert. And she's at fucking the store next to Sports Expert. What's up, poor?
Yeah. You text her. Are you with Poseidon right now? Yeah. Yeah, no. It is. Yeah, it's weird, but I would put it in my car.
Yeah.
I would just have it there in case it gets towed or stolen.
Yeah, I thought about putting it on my dog's collar.
Oh, smart.
But since my dog's kind of like your dog is tiny, and they're kind of big. It's as big as a cap.
That's too big for the dog.
So I was like, oh, the dog, it might be heavy. And
my dog won't run away. My dog's obsessed with me.
Oh, my dog will fucking run away.
No, my dog, I'm like I'm the sun. She just revolves around me.
Yeah.
When we walk, she'll just go around me.
Yeah.
Protecting me, doing circles.
For my dog, I'm just a rich old man, and she's a hot young girl.
Yeah.
So he comes.
She yells at you?
He hangs out. He fucking calls me names. And
You fucking old bitch. Pay me. That's all it is.
But your dog is adorable, though. Like, every time we come over, like, his reaction.
He loves everyone.
Yeah, he loves everyone. He's just going nuts, running around.
Did you know that in just about under 1 month, Mike Ward is going to be at the Bell Center live for Mike Ward Suzukut? It's going to be the largest Guinness Book of World Record Breaking podcast to ever happen on this very planet of ours. Over 21,000 tickets sold and still counting. Already the 21,000 plus is the milestone, so you already passed that. July 22nd, tickets are still available, only a few, at centrebragg.com.
Yes.
There are links in the description for all that. You can also catch my stuff this festival, penthousecomedy.com. Links are in the description. I'm doing all my shows in French. Poseidon is only doing stuff online. The Poseidon 69, Twitter and Instagram. Follow him. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. Got a lot of stuff cooking this summer. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
A lot of surprises planned, guys. We can't even tell you about them, but just come watch us in the summer. You're going to get your money's worth. I guarantee it. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.